Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is Gummy Cum Lube from SluttyCourthouse.com. I have no idea where this name comes from. So the website is Slutty Courthouse. I don't know what that means. And the name of the lube is Gummy Cum. And in particular, her Gummy Cum. This is Gummy Cum for her. I don't know. So let's compare this. Like, it's hard to review lube. I mean, it works. Like, spoiler alert, TLDR, it works. And it actually works really well. The problem is, does it work as well or better than comparable lubes on the market? Because this is a water-based lube. As you can see, it has like a white color to it. This is meant, like, I'll just read the back. Let's read it together, okay? Let's see. Gummy Cum is a long-lasting water-based formula that mimics real semen. It contains no dyes, is hypoallergenic, and condom compatible. Very slippery, and allows your partner to stay wet for a long time. Looks and feels exactly like real semen, easy to clean. So that's what's going on with the Her Gummy Cum lubricant. Let's compare it to two other lubes. So we got the Peliquith lube, this is our reigning champion. And then we have Yarun. The Yarun lube often comes with sex toys that I get to review. You can get it on Wish, and we'll talk about the price after we do the side-by-side scientific comparison. This is the Peliquith lube. Let's see, make sure that's focused. Focus. Focus. So the Peliquith lube is our current champion. It's essentially generic Astroglide. So if you ever use Astroglide, it's a really good lube. And the Peliquith lube is basically Astroglide, but cheaper. You can see it still has the little plastic foil aluminum thing. So it's a brand new bottle, unopened. We're going to do some tests. We do have some challengers, though, to take on our reigning champion. We have Yarun. Oh, hold on. Focus. All right, so Yarun is... This is lube that they sell on Wish.com, and it's usually included in a lot of Chinese toys. And it's really runny, but it feels natural. So if you want a lube that feels very natural, it's really cheap. It's like a couple dollars on Wish, and I like it. But it is very runny, and it doesn't last very long. But this is a different kind of lube if you're looking for a more natural experience. And here is the star of the show. The reason why we're doing this thing is because we have a sponsored review for this lube. This is Her Gummy Cum lubricant from Slutty Courthouse. So we got Slutty Courthouse, Her Gummy Cum lubricant. All right. So a couple things. Astroglide is just basic lube, and I'm not sure it's trying to simulate anything. It just is really good lube, and it lasts a long time. The Yarun lube is very runny, and it does feel like a woman's natural juices. So if you're looking for something with a more natural female kind of feeling to it, you're gonna want to check out the Yarun. The Her Gummy Cum actually is trying to simulate semen. Now, it's not real semen, it's not made with semen, but it's meant to simulate the kind of properties of semen. So it's still a water-based lube, but just so you know, like, they're going for something different. So the first test we're gonna do just like, I call it the bubble test. We're just gonna kind of rock the bottle back and forth, and we're gonna see the bubble just to kind of test how thick the liquid is, because the speed at which these bubbles move shows you how thick the liquid is. You can see with the Peliquith lube, which again is this kind of generic Astroglide, the bubble doesn't move too quickly. It's somewhat quick, but it's pretty slow. All right, now let's look at the Yarun. You can see just how runny this is. The bubble moves immediately. All right, so again, the Yarun is very liquidy. And then the Her Gummy Cum, it's maybe hard to see because the shape of the bottle, it's covered in labels. You can see it's somewhat runny. The lube has somewhat of a runny consistency. All right, so now let's open these bottles up and we'll do like a little side-by-side. So we'll put the Palaquith on the left, we'll put the Yaron in the middle, and we'll put the Her Gummy Cum on the right. So I'm going to have to actually break the seal for these. All right, so put a little bit of... Come on, there we go. All right, that's the Palaquith. And you can see, we'll see how long this bubble maintains its shape without just pancaking out. All right, and that's the Yaron. You can look at it. See the tail? That is just, that's just how it is. That's how it be. All right, we'll try the Her Gummy Cum. A little bit thick, a little bit runny. Again, thick and runny, similar to the Yaron. All right. So first of all, you can easily see that the, oh God, motherfucker. All right, that just made a big old mess, kind of ruined the experiment. I guess our heart will go on. You can already see that the Her Gummy Cum is very, it has like a white, and this is supposed to, I guess, simulate the semen. It's very runny. The Yaron is very watery. The Palaquith is thicker. Let me see which one's thicker. I think the Palaquith is the thickest. You can see the way that it kind of maintains its shape. Whereas the Her Gummy Cum, it's kind of like a mix. Like the middle part maintains its shape, but it has a very watery exterior. So, I mean, I get it. They're trying to simulate semen, so I understand it. The Yaron is completely watery. All right, so let's light them on fire. I can't really think of much more, so why not? Is it light on fire? It's supposed to be water-based. All right. The Her Gummy Cum does not light on fire. Let's try the Yaron. All right, the Yaron does not light on fire. Let's try the Palaquith. The Palaquith doesn't light on fire either. So I guess because since they're water-based, they did not light on fire. That's a little bit disappointing. I kind of wanted to light them on fire. Anyway, all right. So let's do the... I'm just making stuff up as I go. Let's do a vibrator test. I'm not really sure. We'll just vibrate this around and see what happens. I'm just using the tail from this toy I reviewed recently. Nothing appears to be happening. Not that I'm expecting much to happen. The Yaron is, again, very runny. And then the Her Gummy Cum. Such a silly name. Yeah, I don't know what I was expecting to happen. But there you go. Alright, so just based on these experiments, and I know these were far from scientific, I think the Her Gummy Cum is very similar to the Palaquith in terms of, runniness and thickness and viscosity. It has like some kind of white coloring in it to make it look like semen, but obviously that's just for show. Obviously, let me just do this. I don't think there's any way to do this. All right, yeah, I mean, it's what you expect. Like, it's a lube. It obviously makes it slippery. What do you want? Let's do the Yaron. Yeah, the Yaron is runny. Again, it feels more natural. If you like the feeling of like a raw, natural pussy, I actually recommend the Yaron. But if you want a lube that'll last longer and provide more slipperiness longer, the Palaquith is better. All right, let's try the Her Gummy Cum. Let me see how it feels compared to the Palaquith. They feel the same. Let me get two fingers going. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they feel the same. So, basically, the Palaquith is like Astral Glide. And so the Her Gummy Cum is essentially the same thing. It's essentially a generic Astral Glide, but except this one has like this artificial white coloring to sort of simulate semen. Which, I don't know why it's called Her Gummy Cum. If it's supposed to simulate semen, wouldn't it be his gummy cum? I don't know. It is what it is. But if you want a more female feeling lube that's more runny, that feels more like natural female wet pussy lubricant, You could go with the yaw run. But that's about it. I mean, they're obviously all going to work. I don't have anything bad to say. I like all of them. I use the yaw run. I use the Palaquith. I use the Her Gummy Cum. It all feels good. It all does its job. So it really comes down to price. Which one of these is a good deal? The yaw run is the cheapest. You can get it on Wish for a couple bucks. The Palaquith is still half the price of Astroglide. Like, if you're buying Astroglide in the store, you're wrong. Because the Palaquith, you can get just as much lube as Astroglide for half the price. And for the Her Gummy Cum, it's about the same thing. Let's do a side-by-side, and let's show the prices for all these lubes on the screen. Here, let me put these on the table. And so, when I superimpose the prices, you can see them side-by-side. So there you go. You're going to want to look at the lube that works for you. Whether or not you think this is like weird because it's white and it's supposed to simulate semen, maybe that's a deal breaker for you. Maybe you want something clear and more runny. It's just lube, whatever. I mean, it could be blue or purple for all I care, as long as it works. So I still got to go with the Palaquith, if I'm being 100% honest. Palaquith is still the king of lubes. It's cheap and affordable Astroglide. If you want a more natural experience from the woman's perspective, like if you want your pussy toy to have realistic pussy juices, you could use the Yaw Run lube. If you want your toy to have realistic semen juices, maybe you're into traps or whatever. Maybe you like eating cream pies. I don't know. But there you go. The Her Gummy Cum, if you want the male liquid experience. The Yaw Run, if you want the female liquid experience. And the Palaquith, if you want literally the best bang for your buck per ounce in terms of cost, because it's literally just generic Astroglide. So, you know, I'm not giving this a bad review. And it is unique, the fact that it has this color and it does simulate semen. Just compared to the Palaquith, it functions the same. So if you want the quality of the Palaquith and you're willing to pay a little more for some realism, get the Her Gummy Cum. But if you're not into that, if you're not trying to mimic semen and it doesn't really matter to you, then there you go. So that's my honest opinion comparing the Palaquith to the Her Gummy Cum to the Yaw Run. These are three different lubes that serve three similar but different functions. And you're going to pay a little bit more for the realistic vaginal juices or the realistic semen lube. But if you're willing to pay that, if realism is key to you and you're willing to pay a little more, then there you go. So I have a coupon code for 25% off. So this is normally $25. So this is going to lower the price to under 20 bucks. So, like, that's actually pretty significant. So under 20 bucks, that kind of brings it a little bit more comparable to the Palaquith. So that's a pretty good deal. So if you're just doing MSRP, I would say the Palaquith is the better deal. However, with 25% off, that makes this a lot more attractive. So I'd love to see maybe a larger bottle and a little bit cheaper, but I don't know. I don't know what goes into the Her Gummy Cum brand. I don't know what kind of business they run at Slutty Courthouse. We'll see. But yeah, just be aware of your competition, basically. Good product, just be aware of your competition. 25% off if you're interested in the Her Gummy Cum Lube from Slutty Courthouse. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Take care, and we'll see you next time.